Stigmatized properties. A property is stigmatized when some adverse event occurs on site, or people believe that a past event or condition affects it. A property that is either psychologically or physically stigmatized can be challenging to sell. An example of a psychological stigma would be the belief among some that a house is haunted. Events such as murder, death, and infectious disease can also create psychological stigma. Physical stigma is a result of some environmental or natural conditions near or on the property. Previous flooding, foundation problems, nearby landfills, and nuclear power plants in the area are examples of physical stigma. When stigmatized properties sell, they often do so with a deep discount on the sales price. A property can be stigmatized for several reasons. Murder on the premises. Many buyers object to living on a property where a murder has occurred. The impact on the property's desirability and value is proportionate to the amount of time that has elapsed and the severity of the crime. Death on the property. Some buyers will decide against buying a property in which anybody has died for any reason. This attitude could be problematic for homes that are quite old, as death at home was the norm prior to the early 20th century. Suicide. Suicide is in much the same category as a natural death on the property. Some ascribe more importance to suicide, as some buyers believe it infects the property with negative energy. Infectious disease. Some buyers will shy away from a property if they know that somebody with an infectious disease occupied it. Criminal activity. Common criminal activity includes meth labs, drug distribution operations, gang activity, illicit gambling operations, and other undesirable business enterprises. Potential purchasers are concerned that the operators or patrons of the criminal activity might return to the property unaware of its new occupants. Property condition issues. Damage to a property, including flood, foundation repair, fire, toxic waste, etc., even if cured, can result in a stigma that reduces the property's value. Paranormal activity. Most potential buyers will avoid a property purported to be haunted. As a rule, sellers should disclose any facts that could affect a buyer's purchasing decision. A buyer will quickly learn about any stigma attached to the property after they move in. That buyer will no doubt be unhappy when the neighbor visits and says everybody is glad that somebody finally bought the crack house that had been on the market for such a long time. Megan's Law was first proposed and enacted in New Jersey in response to the murder of Megan Kanka, which occurred on July 29, 1994, in Hamilton Township, New Jersey. Over the years, all 50 states have adopted a variant of the law, which requires the registration of sex offenders. Death on the property is a particular concern for some buyers, and a concern that raises issues for license holders. Both federal and state laws place some limits on the seller's duty to disclose. For example, Article 5 of the Canons of Professional Ethics, Discriminatory Practices, stipulates that disabled individuals include persons who had, may have had, have, or may have AIDS, HIV, related illnesses, or HIV infection, as defined by the Centers for Disease Control of the United States Public Health Service. No inquiries should be made about a property in this area. The Texas Real Estate License Act is specific regarding death on the property and disclosure. Section 11.01.556. Disclosure of certain information relating to occupants. Notwithstanding other law, a license holder is not required to inquire about, disclose, or release information relating to whether 1. A previous or current occupant of real property had, may have had, has, or may have AIDS, an HIV-related illness, or an HIV infection as defined by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of the United States Public Health Service, or 2. A death occurred on a property by natural causes, suicide, or accident unrelated to the condition of the property. Added by Acts 2001, 77th Legislature, Chapter 1421, Section 2, effective June 1, 2003. concerning AIDS and HIV, note that Section 11.01.556 simply states that the license holder has no duty to disclose. However, the canons of professional ethics stipulate that no inquiries or disclosure may be made in this area. When listing stigmatized properties, license holders should carefully consider all the facts before deciding on a disclosure strategy. Consider: is the stigma real or imagined? What is the source of information? Does the stigma amount to a material defect? What are the legal requirements for disclosure or non-disclosure? Should it be disclosed, or is disclosure a legal requirement? How would the typical buyer in the marketplace respond to the stigma? Discuss the issue with the seller. Any stigma related to a material defect in the property must be disclosed. Psychological stigma, however, is more of a gray area. Consult your broker if in doubt. A word of caution: a license holder can have considerable liability for failure to disclose. However, a license holder can have considerable liability for over-disclosing. Additional disclosure issues. Material facts that should be questioned and disclosed include land/soil conditions, pest infestation, toxic mold, and other interior environmental hazards, structural issues, roof, doors, foundation, windows, condition of electrical and plumbing systems and fixtures, location within natural hazard or specially regulated areas, nuclear power plant, landfill, floodplains, wetlands, endangered species, etc. Potentially uninsurable property, known alterations and additions, public controls, statutes, and public utilities to be disclosed include zoning and planning guidelines, school districts, utility districts, tax districts, flight paths, homeowners association membership. Latent or hidden defects must also be disclosed. Latent or hidden defects include things like encroachments or zoning or deed restrictions. The agent is responsible for verifying statements included in marketing information, such as the age of improvements, the size of the lot and building, and property tax amounts. License holders should use the information provided by builders or contained in the tax records. MOLD. Molds are fungi that can grow indoors and outdoors. No one knows how many species of fungi exist, but estimates range from tens of thousands to perhaps 300,000 or more. Molds grow best in warm, damp, and humid conditions, spreading and reproducing by making spores. Mold spores can survive harsh environmental conditions, such as dry conditions, that do not support normal mold growth. If mold is visible in a property, it should be removed. The removal of mold is called remediation. Property owners can assess and remediate their own properties without a license. However, if a contractor is used, the contractor must be licensed by the Texas Department of State Health Services. Mold remediators must provide a certificate of mold remediation no later than 10 days after completing the work. The certificate verifies that the mold has been removed and certifies with reasonable certainty that the underlying cause of the mold has been corrected. Receiving a certificate of mold remediation is beneficial for a homeowner because it prevents an insurer from making an underwriting decision on the property based on previous mold damage or claims. Texas law requires the seller of a property to provide the buyer with copies of all certificates of mold remediation received for the property during the 5 years preceding the sale. Additional hazardous substances and conditions. Radon is a naturally occurring colorless and odorless gas produced by the decay of radioactive materials in rocks under the ground. Radon enters homes through the foundations. HUD does not require radon testing for FHA loans. Mitigation is the term used to describe methods to lower radon levels in homes and other buildings. Asbestos is used to insulate pipes, chimneys, and roofs. It is also found in flooring materials and siding. Problems arise in its removal. The dust can be extremely hazardous. There is no duty for the seller to remediate the presence of asbestos, merely to disclose it. The building does not have to be tented. However, the area must be sealed off and then the asbestos removed. It is better to encapsulate asbestos than remove it. An asbestos abatement plan outlines the method to control the asbestos found in a property. UFFI, urea formaldehyde foam insulation, is pumped into walls as a foam where it hardens and insulates. Moisture softens the hardened material and causes the release of hazardous gas. Lead can be found in paint, pipes, and soil. Sellers must provide the lead-based paint disclosure to buyers for all properties built before 1978. The seller is responsible for providing the lead paint disclosure. The disclosure allows the buyer to waive their right to a lead inspection. Be aware that older homes may also have lead plumbing. Landfills or waste disposal sites that are improperly constructed can lead to groundwater contamination. Disclose the locations and recommend water testing. Underground storage fuel tanks, old, rusty, or leaky containers can contaminate groundwater. Sometimes found on both commercial and residential properties, these are commonly called USTS recommend water testing. Farming herbicides and pesticides are another source of groundwater contamination. Recommend water testing. EMFs, electromagnetic fields, caused by high-tension power lines are controversial. Know their locations and disclose them.